Thank you, Lord, for your tremendous mercy. But will anyone believe it? Precious family, the Lord has given me some news. Some of you will stone me for this, like you did, 3 years ago when I said we had 3 more years before the rapture. Others will leave the channel, but I will not compromise for any man. What I'm going to tell you has been confirmed over and over again. During this time, the Lord is going to catapult us into a new personal springtime of our lives. Jesus began, I have given you this time because you prayed and have worked with the gifts I've given you. I have seen your tears and heard your pleas for loved ones. I have seen my people rise up in government and confront the enemy's plan. I have seen all of you struggle with breakthroughs. And I am the God of breakthroughs, and they are coming. Unexpected progress with your gifts, going from plodding along to sailing along, singing a new song of victory. Many of you have worn yourselves out with effort in your gifts. I say to you, come into the slipstream of grace, where I will carry you effortlessly into a new competence, a new ability to master the things you have struggled with. Many of you will have breakthroughs in your relationship with me. You will be leaving the world behind and embracing me in solitude, in the wilderness. Mother Claire is not the only one preparing prayer communities. There is a wave of anointing coming upon you that will cause such dissatisfaction with the world, you will finally make a break from it. I will give you the courage to see clearly what you must do and to follow through on it. Yes, you have suffered much, my dear ones, but on the heels of that comes breakthroughs and the contemplation of my sweet presence. You were learning and have learned that deep joy and satisfaction come only from me. So I am accompanying you on this journey to holiness by providing all that you need to live a life of prayer and sacrifice, honoring all my deepest desires. Yes, I am telling you, you will walk into a renaissance of opportunities to love and serve me with a greater anointing and greater power. Indeed, I reward my servants who give so much of themselves to bring my kingdom to earth. And that's the end of his first message. There's another one coming up after this. There's a very real reason why the Lord wants to establish what we have named the refuge of my sacred heart. This mountain property has 2 hermitages and a chapel, and there's much work to do up there. We've been gone for 20 years. The animals, the wind, and vandals have made a mess, but we're on it, like white on rice, cleaning it up. Dear ones, the Lord has announced to me that we have 5 more years before the rapture. He said this without conditions, but I believe it is important that we are about our Father's business in order for this to stand. And I will not presume to declare that it's dependent on us in any way at all. All he said is that we have 5 more years. And I can see that if there's a great move of God in this nation and around the world, intercessors up on a mountain, fasting and praying will be a major, major influence to positively enforce that movement. In that time frame, he wants to establish a prayer community on the mountain. Our enemies have already begun to try and block it, but the bottom line is that when Jesus opens a door, no one else can close it. Amen. I came to him this morning with all kinds of fears because this is a huge undertaking. Lord, please hold me tight and never let me go. Please, Lord, hold me tight. I come to you in fear and trembling. Please, can I see your face? I made the sign of the cross and he became very clear and we were almost nose to nose. He replied, we're together on this, dear one. I have not left you helpless or lonely. I brood over you with great longing. I'm well aware of your numerous fears especially of yourself and your pride, but I'm here to tell you that you're right on target and not 1 minute too soon. We are beginning a work that will be finished by summer's end. More and more will want to come, and you will have to be very, very selective. We will help you. St. Joseph, pray for us, cover us, protect us. St. Joseph, please take us under your wing. Ezekiel had seen St. Joseph in prayer. He came and visited him. And I've been aware of him. Plus, I got a rhema to ask for the intercession of St. Joseph. So he was responsible for taking care of Mary, for nurturing and protecting her. So this is very apropos. He was also the patron saint for doctrine for the church, to keep the church on track with the teachings of Jesus. And he's a lovely, lovely soul, very, very quiet, way in the background. You really have to pay attention to sense his presence. And so kind and so gentle, just unbelievably gentle. You and St. Francis and St. Clair, St. Therese, St. Pio, St. Casey, St. Seraphim and St. Philomena, St. Faustina, please help me to do what is right when it is needed. Well, the Lord replied, they are on the same page with you. By no means are you alone in this endeavor. Hold me, Lord, I'm feeling so insecure. Please don't be afraid. Please don't cry. This is my will, and I will do it through you, my very lowly and fickle instrument. I deserve that, Lord. It isn't a bad thing to have many interests as long as you keep your focus on me and my will and timing. I am bringing this together. The fruit is falling off the trees, ripe. This is very timely. And you know, guys, it just occurred to me that, yes, this is very timely. There are a lot of people who are very anxious to get out of the world and do something different. And I believe that the Lord has arranged this so that some of those that have been with us for quite a long time and I know are sincere and very serious and can handle the stress will have a place to go. He's asked me to build 5 more hermitages. So right now we have 2 hermitages, and there'll be a total of 7 hermitages in a main house and a small recording studio. So there'll be enough room there, probably for at least 12 people to sleep. So many things are swirling around in my head. That's for sure. So the Lord said, so many things are swirling around in your head, dearest little one. So many things. Even things I have not talked with you about. Are you picking up on something? I said, I don't know, but I think I am. A special assignment that involves singing in public before an audience, which a prophet told me I would do someday. Did you put this desire in my heart, Lord? He looked at me with a broad smile and said, what do you think? I'm afraid you did. Well, at the very least, it will get you motivated to singing the way you should with all your heart, even as you have told me you wanted to. Reach higher. Think anointing. Think the fullness of your heart. Think about your past, Chicago, the pit you were in. Think of that assignment in the Poconos when you knew something was missing in your life. It was a turning point. Think of the darkened, bankrupt heart, the dead ends, the dead relationships, the feeling of not knowing where to go or what to do. Think of those times when you felt utterly lost in the darkness. Now think of the present. Think of the beautiful music we've made. Think of the wonderful husband you have and the hundreds of fans on the internet all over the world. Yes, we're in 100 countries now. It's amazing. Think 5 years to reach them all and make an impact for me. Now look down upon the work that needs to progress at a more rapid pace. Commit and act. Yes, act. Call together a force to discern who is truly called to this life. And delegate. Ask for wisdom. ask for the wisest counselors, ask for provision, and in the meantime, sing, sing, sing. Form a new habit, Claire. Form a habit of being noisy, shouting out and whispering when you sing. You know, guys, I have this crazy habit of being quiet all the time. It's like you have to pry a song out of me. He's really wanting to change that so I can strengthen my vocal cords, so I can do what I want to do with my heart through my vocal cords. But I was silly with the Lord. I said, but the scriptures say not shouting out or breaking a reed. Lord, and Ezekiel needs a new nervous system. He said, I know that, and you both need bodily improvements. I'm believing you for those, Lord. Wise choice, he replied. I want to release passion from inside of you, Claire. You're bound up tight like a rag doll, tightly wound into a softball. I want you free to fly high like a kite. But how? Practice makes perfect, he smiled. Take it another step and don't be afraid to go there. Passion does go deep. But I thought my song should be gentle and slip into their hearts by the anointing, not by the force of my voice. He replied, when you feel something keenly and you communicate that, don't you change the intensity of your voice? Yes, I guess so. Well, then look at your past in the pit in Chicago. Now look at what is laid before you. Is that something to get excited about? Not only have you found the truth, you've helped others find it, and their lives have taken off. Shout it from the rooftops. Draw my bride into my arms. Be down there on the same nitty-gritty level she's suffering at. Be my Moses, taking my bride to the promised land. Why do you suppose I played Moses songs today? Is this not a confirmation, or was it just a coincidence? I answered him, I guess not. You're right. I've been preparing you to be a Moses and lead my people into the promised land of intimacy with me all these years. You've been at the bottom of the barrel and in the darkest places so you could relate to just about anyone. I have taught you about love and given you a share of my love for them. This was the first prerequisite after knowledge of self and humility. A humble soul can relate to anyone without forming judgments, because they see themselves in my mirror. Your voice and piano playing were easy to bring up once these other things came into being. I'm not done with you yet, beloved. This is just the beginning. Wow! Hallelujah! He answered, yes, hallelujah. There are so many in this world right now that are just beginning to wake up. Should I pull the plug on them and let them be swallowed away into eternity without an opportunity to change things? Those who can only see judgment falling from heaven because of men's sins are lacking in perspective. My heart is so much grander than anything they have ever imagined. If the children who are becoming adults now had been raised properly, if their parents had been godly and Satan had not been loosed for a 100-year season to corrupt the earth, abortion would not be taking place now. But you see, from the 1920s, mankind began to deteriorate and teach lustful passions to their children and children's children. Without those influences on the minds of children, their thinking would be so different. So it is the enemy that has twisted and perverted the minds of innocent children so they would grow up blind, thinking nothing of slaying babies in their wombs for the freedom from having to raise them. Now, we are two more generations down the line, and of course, these in power have no scruples because they were not taught. Shall I not extend mercy to them? This is why I say that those who can only see judgment falling because of these sins are lacking in my perspective. I see how they were formed from kindergarten to graduating college. I see that they have been made blind by carefully sculpted programs to call what is good, bad, and what is bad, good. Now is the time for my power to come forth and bring in the harvest of these poor, ignorant souls. Now is the time for my glory to completely deprogram them from Satan's agenda. This is why I have mercy, Claire. This is why. It is the smug and self-righteous Christians that judge and undermine these who do not know their right from their left hands. Nor do they seem, from my viewpoint, why I have spared so many and continue to stay my Father's hand. Tell them, Claire, tell them about my mercy. Lord, is there going to be an event like 9/11? At this time, my love, I do not want to comment on that. Let's just say that different wake-up calls are being considered. They will only be implemented if there is no other way. But as I have told you, my people are responding and rising up to take this country back and make it righteous, and that is what we have been waiting for. I love you, my people. I love your children, your families, your pets, your giving to the poor, your worship. Father and I want nothing more than to see a true revival and period of grace flooding the land, lifting up the poor and sick, putting a stop to abortions and crooked judges and law enforcement. We want to see justice reign in this nation like never before. This is our goal. And Heart Dwellers are a part, an important part, in bringing this to pass. I am with you, my people. Rise up in courage. Take back your land. I am extending this time for your sakes. Many of you are highly gifted. I have not done as much as you could. I'm extending the time to make room for your gifts, as well as to continue the movement in this country to take the government back and to live in righteousness, not only in America, but around the world. I am with you, my people. Rise up. Rise up.